In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Holy Week, this week, is in all respects God's work. What is happening is far beyond human comprehension. God in Jesus is engaged in a cosmic plan that transcends time or language or place. God's essence is unscalable, immeasurable, in some ways unimaginable. Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He came from God and is returning to God. Yet over the next 3 days, the sacred triduum, the great 3 days when we commemorate Christ's passion, death and resurrection, we recall God living and dying and rising again in recognizable flesh and blood like yours and mine. On his final night, which we recall tonight, Jesus' divinity and humanity coalesce with greater intensity than ever at both a dinner table and with a simple bowl of water. God becomes a slave. You may have known or at least have heard once in your life someone who holds power or an elevated position or is a boss saying, "I'm not doing that," when asked to do something quite menial. It's beneath them to pick up litter, wipe a table, turn on a kettle, or fill the photocopier with paper. And even if they don't say it aloud, you can detect that they need to be seen to have a position to maintain, a dignity to protect. Perhaps we all think we have precious positions to maintain. The disciples think that Jesus has a position to maintain, a dignity to protect. He's their rabbi and Lord. In fact, the disciples themselves have a position to maintain. They're followers of a rabbi, and they need to maintain, they think, the structures of age-old rabbi-disciple relationship. Students of rabbis don't clean feet, and they certainly don't expect their rabbi to do so either. Which makes Jesus' actions of washing feet utterly counterintuitive. No wonder Peter objects twice. "Lord, you cannot, must not, wash my feet." Jesus is upturning the tables of every convention that they'd known. Not only is it unconventional, it's uncomfortable, a bit embarrassing. I suspect Peter might have thought that Jesus was making a bit of a spectacle of himself by assuming the role literally of a slave whose job it is to wash the dust off people's feet. How vulnerable you become when you have or you perceive yourself to have power or position or status and yet participate in the ritual of servanthood and solidarity with those far further down the ladder. How life-changing things could become for you and those you serve. Jesus knew that he was the Son of God. He wasn't working towards this. He was and is God. Yet, in the final hours before he died, he inhabited a completely vulnerable space, kneeling beneath his disciples' feet. God humbly kneels before those made in the image of God. Jesus kneels in front of even the one who will deny him, even the one who will betray him. Although it's not part of John's gospel, Jesus will also nourish his friends with bread and wine at a final Passover meal, the meal we call the Last Supper, which we remember each time we go to the altar rail. Jesus, at this meal, will nourish even the one who will deny him, even the one who will betray him. He loved them all to the end. Christ's vulnerability here in front of his friends points towards his complete vulnerability on the cross. Love and servanthood, even to the point of death. On this particular night, in the upper room, Jesus does not share around the bowl and jug of water or the towel. It is his task and his alone. Just as it will be his task and his alone on the morrow to stumble to Golgotha in an immeasurable gift of love for and redemption of the world. In several ways, in one final evening, Jesus demonstrates the challenge of love. It is not easy. His commandment or mandatum from which the word maundi comes is love one another as I have loved you. I have set an example for you so that you may do as I have done to you. Service, humility, vulnerability are the focus. This is not easy. When power washes feet, we reach the essence of the gospel. When those who make big decisions about the common weal serve as they're called to serve so that no one is left out of the common weal, they live out Christ's teaching. When we serve, we reach the essence of the gospel. Shortly, this church will be stripped and everything lay bare and cold. Christ came from God and is returning to God by way of that most human of realities, physical and existential suffering. In a few hours, we will be keeping that most solemn day of the year, Good Friday. Will we enter Christ's passion? Will we do this with prayer and quiet? Will we be undistracted just for a moment, just for a day, by worldly things? As we wait in hope for Christ's glorious resurrection on Sunday, when all things will be made new, will we wait with him, keep watch with him, grieve for him, thank him? Amen.